I don't mind the people staring, and I don't mind the clothes I'm wearing. No, I don't mind the cross I'm bearing. If I can just make it in, well, if I can just make it in, yes, if I can just make it in. Make it in,
just make it in.
I'll cleanse my heart,
just make it in,
and soul from sin.
Just make it in, if I could only make it in.
Make it in.
No, I don't mind the things that stated, and I don't mind the years I've waited. If I can just
make it in,
well, if I can just
make it in,
yes, if I can
just
make it in, I'll cleanse my heart and soul from sin.
If I could only make it in.
Now I don't mind my past mistaken. No, I don't mind my friends forsaken. And I don't mind this road I've taken. If I can
just
make it in,
make it in.
Well, if I can
just
make it in,
just make it in.
Yes, if I can
just make it in.
Make it in,
just make it in.
I'll cleanse my heart,
just make it in,
and soul from sin.
Just make it in, if I could only make it.
Good morning. You're listening to KXRY Portland. Welcome to Buketon Scorned, a one-hour-long gospel radio program which will run every week here on X-Ray FM at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Sunday. It is March 9th today. I hope you are not as upset about losing that 1 hour today to daylight savings as I am. I will be mad for at least 1 month. But when I get the hour back in the fall, I forget about it within a day. The first and only song we heard thus far is from a Fly Right CD compilation called Hillbilly Gospel. That was Joe Franklin, the Friendly Farm Boy. Aw, if I could just make it in. Right now, up next, the teenage singing sensation Sugar Hightower with the Hightower Brothers. Ain't Gonna Be This Way Always, a 1961 7-inch on the Gospel label.
Ain't gonna be this way.
I see the Lord tell him one more time, son. Hush. Somebody call. I wish my own mother was there for me. Oh, great God Almighty, hold on. Somebody.
Like me.
Somebody call. I just want to know right now, Jesus.
Well, yeah. Whilst traveling through this world, we find,
oh yes,
that things are not just like we would have them these days. But we find recorded in God's word why he left it on record for us.
Oh, yeah.
2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 1st verse. He said, for we know that if our earthly house of our tabernacle should happen to dissolve, he says, we have another building whose building and maker is God. Therefore, we are not afraid to build on this shore. So I'm going to build
not on the
shore.
Right on the shore.
Lord, I'm going to build. Also, whilst traveling through this unfriendly world, that so many people don't like to bow even to God. But we are so thankful that we are so fixed down in our heart that we can bow right on the show. I'm going to bow.
Right
on the show.
Right on the show.
Lord, I'm going to bow.
not worthy. I fear that your prayers will all be in vain. Then mother took sick, and while she was dying, I held her hand and stood by her bed. Said, darling, be good. Last words my dear mother said. But I kept right on drinking and running, living a life that's so full of sin.
Welcome back to Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour. I am your host, Mike McGonigal, a.k.a. DJ Yeti. Hope you are enjoying this fine, weird, slightly truncated Sunday, March 9th, 2014. We started off this set with the Hightower Brothers, Ain't Gonna Be This Way Always. After that was Lord I'll Go by the Zion Travelers, one of their many 45s for the Dutone label. That one from 1963. Dutone Records had a really modern 50s looking, cleanly designed, multicolored label. It looks really cool. Check it out on your next Google image search. However, that track was sourced from a neat CD called the Dutone Masters. Speaking of CDs, one of the greatest reissues of gospel in the last decade was a 3-CD set called the Pitch Gussman Record Story, released on Fat Possum's Big Legal Mess subsidiary. The next song that we heard was Troubles Don't Last Always by the Six Voices of Zion of Columbia, and that's from that collection. I didn't intentionally play two songs by artists with the name Zion in their name, but I did. It'll probably happen again sometime too. The Pitch and Gussman labels were run out of a storefront record store in Wayman Gussman Jones's adopted hometown of Savannah, Georgia. And so much good music on those labels in the 60s and 70s. Such a wonderful thing that collection is too. After that, we went back a few years with evangelist Sister Rosetta Wynn doing Building on the Good Place. She recorded 2 78s during World War II, and that was taken from one of those wonderful document CDs. That one called Great Gospel Performers, Complete Recording Sessions in Chronological Order. In parentheses, it says 1937 to 1950. Sister Wynn was followed by Mother's Prayers Were Not in Vain by E.C. and Orna Ball off a CD collection through the years 1937 to 1975. That collected some of the duo's radio broadcasts, and someone should really do an LP of the best songs off that sucker, I think. E.C. and Orna Ball's music is so accessible and pretty and lovely. A little bit plain, but that makes it even prettier. The last song we heard just now before I started talking was Lord Have Mercy If You Please, as performed by the great enunciator, Blind Willie McTell, there with his compatriot cohort, Curly Weaver. Up next, we're going to hear two songs in one row from the CD Bandera Blues and Gospel from the Bandera, Laredo, and Jericho labels. We'll hear more than two songs too, but the next two are from that. And this is The Faithful Wonders.
If you are a witness, let God abide. If you've been converted, let God abide. If you know the Lord, I believe He will be your guide. You get the victory to every problem if you let God abide within your soul,
within your soul,
within your soul,
within your soul,
within your soul.
Deep down within,
my God will hear your call. He will never, 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 never let you fall. You'll get an answer, oh Lord, if you let God abide. When loved ones deceive you, you let God abide. When they don't believe you, let God abide. And do you know, so many times they'll deceive you. But let me tell you all about it. God
will be your guide.
You'll find him standing
right by your side if you let God abide.
Now listen to this. You let God abide.
Let him abide.
Let God abide.
Trouble all in your home.
Let him abide.
All you got to do is let God abide.
The storm of life so many times began to rage,
but let God abide.
Friends turn their back on you,
let him abide.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah. Oh Lord, if you let God abide.
I'm heaven bound. I'm heaven bound. Yes, I've got my ticket for the gospel train. I'm gonna catch it and give a name. And if I don't catch it, I'm the one to blame. That's why I'm heaven bound. Hallelujah, I'm I'm the one to blame. That's why I'm heaven bound. I may have many trials, I may have ups and downs. My friends may talk about me and try to crush me down, but I keep on traveling, because I'm sure of one thing, that I've got my ticket, and it's for that heaven bound train. Hallelujah, I'm heaven bound. I'm heaven bound. I've got my ticket for the gospel train. I'm gonna catch it in Jesus' name. If I don't, I'm the one to blame. That's why I'm heaven bound. Maybe early in the morning, maybe late in the night, but I have one assurance that everything's all right. He said this day is coming. He said that it wouldn't be long. So hurry and get to your ticket, child, before the gospel train is gone. That's why I'm a heaven bound. I'm a heaven bound. I've got my ticket for the gospel train. I'm gonna catch it in Jesus' name. And if I don't, I'm the one to blame. That's why I'm heaven bound.
Let Jesus fix it for you.
Let Jesus fix it for you.
No matter what it is, you ought to let the man fix it today.
Let Jesus fix it for you.
Because he when they were banned in jail.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I know they didn't help anyone. They didn't help anybody to go that way. I heard Paul when he said, fix it, Jesus.
Fix it, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. I couldn't get nobody to do my bill, yeah. Another thing he said, my so-called friends, they turned their backs on me. But you told me if I ever needed to, I could call
you.
And just about that time, my God got trouble on his throne. The jailhouse began to shake. The jailkeeper just couldn't stay awake that morning. But I saw Paul and Silas when they got up.
Great joy of going home, and I wonderful song. Oh, I sang that wonderful song. Oh, they joy, the peace and joy of moving home. Oh, the joy, great joy of moving home. And at last, when life is done, and a crown in heaven they won, I will sing.
Come in.
Yeah, Lord.
beside the dead man, 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 beside the dead man. You can read in Matthew about the 24 chapters. Well, it's been tell you.
A sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried, and he threw his rope around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me to ring the Savior's praises far and wide. Far I've opened up towards heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Not for all earth's golden millions would I leave its precious place, though the tempter to persuade me off his stride. For I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in his love and grace, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me to ring the Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up towards heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Help me to ring the Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up towards heaven all the windows of my soul, and I'm living on the hallelujah side.
die soon.
Sin will be done.
Oh Lord.
Began the set with Let God Abide by the Faithful Wonders, and I am sorry, I was incorrect when I said it was to be followed by a track from the same collection of sides originally issued on the Bandera, Laredo, and Jericho labels. It was actually followed by I'm Heaven Bound by Singing Sammy Lewis. That was from a collection called Working the Road, the Golden Age of Chicago Gospel. The theme of today, if there is one, is that CDs, compact discs, are not so bad, especially if you like gospel music, because There have not been many recordings reissued only on vinyl. 99% of it has been reissued on CDs only. And not everything I'm playing today is from CDs, but most of it. The track after that, after singing Sammy Lewis, we heard Let Jesus Fix It by the Space Spiritual Singers. And that was the one from the CD that collected recordings originally issued on the Bandera, Laredo, and Jericho labels. That was followed by the great belter Mary Deloach, D-E-L-O-A-T-C-H, if you want to look her up. Her singing The Lord's Gospel Train. That's on a few collections, but we heard it from the CD God's Mighty Hand. She was followed by the inimitable Buka White, Buka White. We heard his version of one of his recorded versions of I Am in the Heavenly Way. It's been issued in several different ways, but we nabbed it from a CD called Buka White Revisited, just for the sake of simplicity. We took it from there. Mr. White, of course, one of the best recorded of the pre-war blues and gospel musicians to enjoy the fruits of the folk and blues revival in the 1960s and 70s. And as with Fred McDowell, I've never heard a bad performance from him either. After that, from the Country Negro Jam Session record, we heard Butch Cage and Willie B. Thomas performing It's the Sign of the Judgment. And Country Negro Jam Session was a recording, collection of recordings mostly made in the homes of several singers and musicians from Southwest Louisiana during the late 1950s and early 60s by the great Dr. Harry Oster. He originally self-released it, and then R. Hooley reissued it thereafter on LP, and then a really sweet expanded CD. There's a recording on both the LP and the CD made in a mental institution on that record. It's one of the most lovely and spooky things I've ever heard. I didn't play it, though, because it's not gospel. A man who probably never sounded young in his life, Ernest Stoneman, performed Hallelujah Side. That was a Mike Seeger recording from 1957. See how clean that sounded? 1957. Man, that guy was good. So was Ernest Stoneman. Of course, he'd recorded right before the Depression for OK and other labels, and his career was cut really short, and then thankfully was picked up later as part of the folk revival. That was off the Folkways record, The Stoneman Family, Sutphin, 4 Acre, and Dickens, Old Time Tunes of the South. It's a cool record, really great cover too, like exceptionally good, sort of abstract Folkways cover. That recording was then followed by I Am Going Home to Live with God by the Heavenly Crowns. And that was one of the more scratchy songs just 2 songs ago. So that was off my 45 of it. The internet informs me that the 7-inch, it was on the GJ label, which I could see looking at it. But the internet told me that it features lead vocals of LG Cheers, who also sang with all these other groups, the Mighty Inspirations, Gospel All-Stars, the Gospel Miracles, and the Stars of Faith, who are pretty well known, and on Nashboro, and even more artists. And the Heavenly Grounds was his first group, and that record's really good. That was a really long set. We just heard I Heard of a City by the Carolina Kings, the 1960s record on MRC. I included the 45 version of that, which I think is the same recording, on one of my CD compilations for Tompkins Square Records, the one with the really long name, which I called exclusively from small label Black Gospel 45s, the silver and blue one. Up next, final song of our Gospel Radio Hour, another from the Heritage compilation CD, God's Mighty Hand, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, McKenis Jones. Thanks so much for listening, X-Ray FM, Portland, Oregon. Bye-bye. I was dreaming.